Good afternoon. I'm got a 2005 STI. It has been to your workshop for a bit of work over the years. I parked it up about a year ago now, maybe 2 years, and I haven't driven it since because I did a track day and she got a bit hot and it's in need of an engine and a gearbox rebuild. And I've just let it sit there and I'm ready to start to do something with it. Yeah. Yeah, I've got a workshop. I do private work for basically for classic cars. So I've got no problems pulling the engine and gearbox out, but I'm not a gearbox rebuilder or an engine builder. So is that, or would you guys want to do the whole thing turnkey? Is that how you'd prefer to operate? Yep. Yeah. I'm not, well, I guess it just ultimately it's my labour versus your labour. So I'm just trying to get my head around how much I need to be ballparking this, right? Like the gearbox is fine, it just needs synchros, but obviously once you pull it down, you know, so I can sort of get my head around that. But every time I've gone through the thought process on the engine, I start off, you know, it's obviously got a, it's got the little 2 litre in it. It's running about, you guys have tuned it a couple of times. It's just got an exhaust and a stock turbo, a ball bearing one. I just don't know where to stop, right? Every time, like, it seems like every time I get going on this, I end up at $30,000 for an engine rebuild. And then I go, far out, the car's not worth $30,000. Yeah. 15K, yep. Yep. Yeah. Like the car's stock except for an exhaust that you guys fitted and a tune, right? And that's a the car's in brilliant condition. Mind you, it's got 200 and I've got managed to get 280,000 K out of that engine, which ain't bad. Yeah, it got really hot on the track and smoke started coming out the back. But I don't, but what I, and I haven't, and to be honest, I've just parked it when I got home, but I think a rear main seal or something, somehow oil got out of the engine onto the exhaust, and that's why it was smoky. Right? Because I drove it home, and it drove home no dramas at all, but there was oil, you know, occasionally dripping down. So it could be just coming out through the turbo, or I don't know. Yeah. It didn't get that hot, right? It didn't. I don't think they're stuff, but you're right. We don't know. Yeah. Yeah, all right. And then just gearbox rebuilds, is it like, did you rebuild those or you just, or you? Yeah. Yeah. And that's the other problem I've had, because every time I ring you guys, I'm on the end of the waiting list of a couple of months, and I walk away. Yep. Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah. So All Drive do a good job, do they? All right. For them, yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. I might, given the time frame with you guys, I think it might be what I do, because I mean that way I just got to crack the engine and gearbox up there, and then it comes back and yeah. Yep. All right. I think that's the way I'll go. All right. Awesome. Thanks for your help. Okay. Bye for now.